I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. H.L. Davis is the only Oregon author to win a Pulitzer Prize for a novel, which he won in 1936 for Honey in the Horn, a chronicle of the struggles of Oregon homesteaders. The book is now back in print, courtesy of Oregon State University Press, with a book release event at Umpqua Valley Art Center in Roseburg on Wednesday evening, June 10th. The reissue features an introduction by historian Dick Edelaine, a Pulitzer Prize nominee himself, who joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for taking a few minutes this morning, Dick.
Welcome yourself.
Can you give just a brief description of the tale Davis tells in Honey in the Horn?
It's what we would call a picaresque story. That is the kind of wandering story. I call it a kind of Huckleberry Finn of Oregon. So a young man, an orphan, really, wanders from the Umpqua Valley, Willamette Valley, over to the coast, and then ends up over near the Dalles. And he meets a variety of Oregonians and experiences varied kinds of people.
When this book came out in the 1930s, what was it that made it stand out enough to win a Pulitzer Prize?
The negative word that was used in the 1930s, I think, is positive now. We would say that Davis was a regional writer, but an awful lot of people in the 1930s used that negatively, meaning that he was nothing more than a kind of local color writer. When I say Davis was a superb regional writer, I mean he could do for Oregon what Faulkner did for the South or what Frost did for New England. Show how place and experiences in place shape character. So how is Oregon around the turn of the century shaping people like Clay and Luz, the young girl that he meets, and as they travel through Oregon, say in a period of about 1900, 1910?
How did he characterize that sense of place, and what were his perspectives on the landscape as well as the characters?
There is a wonderful scholar there at the University of Oregon by the name of Glenn Love who says that Davis is especially good at showing how the natural environment shapes people's outlooks, and there's no question that's in there. Equally important, or maybe even more important, Davis said on one occasion, it's the people that are important. And I think what he does is he just brings a variety, a kind of Vanity Fair of characters on the scene, and he shows how they react to that natural environment, some shaped by it, some repelled by it, some embracing it. Davis was a kind of misanthrope. So often what you see is people reacting negatively to the circumstances, not so much because nature is misshaping them, but because they as characters already have difficulty in getting along in the world. He has a point of view that's probably more negative than other writers of the 20s and 30s, although he's a little bit like Sinclair Lewis in thinking negatively about people and characters. So nature does shape. There's no question about that.
It's interesting that Davis would write such a book that has such a strong sense of place in it when he was primarily writing the book from down in Mexico. Do you think that distance either helped or harmed him in his writing process?
Well, remember the famous words of Thomas Wolfe, you can't go home again. When Davis left here, he's in his middle 30s. He never really comes back to stay. He makes a couple of visits. And in part, I think he had to go away to be able to see in Oregon, and all but one of his major writings are about the Oregon country, the Pacific Northwest. So whether he was in California, whether he was in Texas, or whether he was in Mexico, he wrote about Oregon. I think the distance helped him to distance himself from the culture that he had grown up with.
And there's a distance now in terms of time as well, because nearly 80 years have passed since the original book came out. What relevance do you think this tale has to us here in Oregon in 2015?
Well, I think one thing it helps us to understand that there is literary life in Oregon before Ken Kesey. You know, if you ask Oregonians who won the Pulitzer Prize, they're going to tell you probably Ken Kesey or Ursula Le Guin. Well, this is 1935-36, and it means that you have a major American Western writer writing a first-rate book. And that means people in 2015 ought to know about that, and that they ought to understand that he has the power of first-rate regional writing. If you want to say to yourself, what's the best book written before the 1960s about the Pacific Northwest, you ought to go to H.L. Davis's Honey in the Horn.
Historian Dick Edelain, who's been president of both the Western Literature and Western History Associations, he's written the in-depth introduction to the new reissue of H.L. Davis's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Honey and the Horn, now re-released by Oregon State University Press. There'll be a book release event on Wednesday, June 10th at 7 p.m. at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center in Roseburg, which will feature a talk, reading, and discussion with Karen Tolley and Robert Leo Heilman. For information on the event and the book release, uvarts.com and osupress.oregonstate.edu. For more on the work of Dick Edelain, richardedelain.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.